Hello, everyone. This is Ava Waits from AvaWaits.com, and I want to give you a huge welcome and pretty much extend my arms across the planet to all of you listening in today. This is the beginning of the very exciting teleseries that I'm just so thrilled to share with you, When Your Business Clicks and Success Pours In. And I hope you are ready for that today, because I am just so thrilled to have you here. Again, my name is Ava Waits. I will definitely introduce myself to some of you who are a little bit newer to my work. And I just want to take a moment to make sure that all of you are comfortable. Go ahead and have something to drink next to you. I'm actually going to take a sip of my water. Get comfortable. Get cozy. Go ahead and make sure you have something to take notes with. Okay, we're going to go ahead and begin. So as I mentioned, this is a three-part teleseries, and today is October 2nd, which marks the beginning of this teleseries. On the call today, I'm going to be teaching how to make over $7,000 from your first keynote speech. And I know some of you are wanting to be up on stage more and be seen and be more visible through speaking, so this is absolutely perfect that you're here. Next week, on Wednesday, October 9th, 2013, we're going to be talking about becoming the author you most admire. And a little trick behind that is that you don't actually have to write a book to become the author you most admire. That call is actually going to be a lot of energetic work that you need to do to actually start seeing yourself as the person who leads your industry and is a leading figure in your industry. So, and of course, for those of you who are writing books. So that's October 9th. October 16th is all about energetic steps to create thousands in monthly income. So if you are sick of settling for just a little bit of spare change here and there, and you're really ready to start making thousands of dollars monthly from your business, I'll be teaching you how I did that and how you can too. So I want to welcome you today. Some of what we're going to be talking about today is I'm going to be going through some of my own story of how I turned my first keynote speech into over $7,000 worth of new business income through my company. And I'm going to be sharing how you can create a speech that will bring you new high-paying clients and also more opportunities to be seen on stage. I will also go into what you must have in place after your keynote speech to actually be available for the money and the additional income. So we're going to go through that and so much more. I've got a great series of steps to take you through so you can start making thousands every time you speak on stage as well. So I want to go ahead and just take a couple minutes to introduce myself. It's really exciting. I know that some of you found out about this teleclass online from friends or colleagues of mine, and then some of you I've also met in person. I just wanted to give you a little bit of background about who I am, what I'm up to. So I live about two blocks from the Capitol Building in Olympia, Washington. So I'm in Washington State, and it's afternoon right now. We're in a beautiful fall day, and I want to go back about four-ish years. Yeah, we're going to take this. We're going to take this back 4 years. When I was new to the world of business, I had always had entrepreneurial tendencies. Of course, I'd been selling things when I was a very little girl, and sold things all throughout my teenage years. So I was actually in the business world quite a bit. But when it really came time to start my business, I actually started a nutrition company. This was my original business. I started a nutrition company. I decided I was going to teach people how to use food to heal. And I had done that for many things in my own body. I had had dental concerns. I had had digestive concerns. And I was using food as a way to soothe those concerns. And I wanted to teach people, other people, how to do the same thing. And so what I did is I started my nutrition company. I started doing speaking. I started teaching classes. I did a lot of writing. I did a lot of marketing. I went to groups, networking groups, and I was doing a lot of things. The key word is doing. I was doing a lot of things. I was keeping myself busy, but on the backside of that, I was not making a lot of money. And it was very frustrating for a couple years, those first couple years of my business, because it never felt like there was enough money coming in. I was always kind of cutting it close with bills. I was always managing to pay my basic expenses, but like I wanted to go do more traveling. I mean, I love Europe. Like Europe is just the key to my heart. I'm in love with Europe. I wanted to go shopping a little bit more because I was sick of dressing in just secondhand clothing. And everything like that. Like I wanted a better life for myself. I wanted a better future. And it was very interesting noticing when I finally got to that place where I was just sick and done with struggling. And that is when I started to invest in myself through masterminds, through coaches, through private coaching, mentorship, business mentorship, and I really went to work and I learned what I needed to do for my business. Very quickly in my business, the first thing that was so exciting is that I started signing on new clients. I started making more money in my business, so I actually got to go traveling even more often, and I was also contracted to come teach classes for Rick Steves, who is a television TV host. He writes books. He's like a travel tour guide book writer. He's very big within the United States, and I had always taken his books with me over to Europe every time I traveled. So aligned myself with a celebrity in the industry, and pretty soon other entrepreneurs were coming to me, talking to me, asking me how I had done this, asking how I put together programs that I was able to deliver and how I was able to travel and build my business. And I got to the point, it honestly got to that point where I finally gave into the hints that the universe was sending me. And I knew that it was time to support entrepreneurs. I had been one for so many years, and even as a child, I had been the entrepreneur, always the entrepreneur of the family. And other entrepreneurs were coming to me asking for my support, and it took a little while to really finally root into that decision that, yes, I was working with entrepreneurs. And very soon, within that year that I decided to start supporting these entrepreneurs, I began coaching about, I think it was about 80 entrepreneurs one-on-one, like where I had, my weeks were packed, like back-to-back phone calls supporting these entrepreneurs. And I'm so excited to let you know that some of these people, they are traveling with their business. As far as I know, at least one, if not more, of these students have been featured on television. They're signing up clients all the time. They're learning how to really be at peace with money. They know how to ask for money. They're getting up on stage and speaking. They are being brave. And I am just so thrilled for them. So I wanted to take a few of those little nuggets that I've been teaching these entrepreneurs who've been working with me and really share them with you today, specifically around how to make thousands of dollars from your first keynote speech. And that was what happened to me. I made over $7,000 for a 20 minute. It was just 20 minutes up on stage. That's all. So I want to show you how to do that today, and I'm very excited to. And I want you to go ahead and just take a deep breath with me. Maybe even a sip of water. Go ahead and get comfortable. And, you know, if you are here and you're really in this place where you're desiring to step onto stage as a leader in your industry and start having people respect you as you see they do other leaders, and you're really ready to finally have the income of those people who are leaders in the industry, I'm really thrilled that you're on the call today because this is for you. And if I can teach you how to turn a 20-minute or maybe an hour keynote speech into $7,000 or more, it could be way more, I keep imagining what that could do for you, for your family, for your life. It could mean new things, a new car. It could mean a new home. It could be a better life for your children, for your spouse, for your parents. Whoever it is, I just want you to know that throughout all the information I'll be giving today, I'm keeping those people and you in mind. So it's all for you today. And my hope is that you'll really move forward with this information and you'll start being seen, especially on stage. And then I'm also going to, a little bit before the top of the hour, I'm going to let some of you know, too, how you can have further, how you can really dive further into this, because that's really important. I mean, we're going to have this hour today, or it's actually a touch over an hour today together. I'm going to give you a lot, but I can't give you everything. And it's really great to be able to go deeper into this and really for you to have that internal energetic change that it takes to be able to get on stage and command that type of money that we're talking about today. So for those of you who are interested in that, I'll definitely be sharing more at the end of the call and how you can have some further support from me. So I want to share a story. And I shared this through writing not long ago, and I want to share a little bit of it with you too. I want to tell you how I turned $10 into $7,280 worth of new business income. And that $7,280, that's just as of today, October 2nd, 2013. I actually expect that to grow. I expect that to get bigger because every time you speak and every time you do something in your business, it helps things to blossom and the ripple effect continues to go for long after you may even realize. So, that's at least where we are right now, is that $7,280. So I want to talk to you about that. So it was a couple years ago that when I was doing a lot of things in my business, I was really into getting out of the house, out of the office. I wanted to go interact with people. I wanted to meet people in the community. And so I saw that there was this one event happening in our community, which was a ladies' night out event in Olympia, Washington. And this is something that actually happens every year. It's a fundraiser. And it was a place for women to really gather and really come together. And me and my marketing mind saw it as an opportunity to go meet new women, to meet new women in the area. Maybe they could turn into clients. Maybe they would lead to other opportunities. Maybe I could connect them with opportunities. So I said, okay, yes, let's go. So it cost $10 to purchase this ticket to the event. And then I got a little bag full of goodies, and there was a reception that evening. And what it was is it was a day of shopping. So first it was actually just shopping on our own, or you could shop with friends. And so I went and did that. And then there was the reception in the evening. And I walked into the reception, and because I was a little bit new to some of the people in the town, I actually only saw just one person I knew in the entire room. And she was busy taking care of some other things in regard to the event. So I was a little bit on my own. And so I figured sometimes one of my mechanisms, if I'm feeling a little bit alone, is I will go to the hors d'oeuvre table. And you might relate to this too, like, you know, sometimes if we're feeling a little bit lonely, like sometimes we'll go to the food table or to the cupboard or things like that. I went over to the hors d'oeuvre table, not intending to overindulge, but I went over to the hors d'oeuvre table and just kept, you know, picking fruit off the table and eating this fruit. And eventually, these other two women came up. It was just standing room only in the event at that time. They stood next to me. They were eating fruit too. And we ended up just chatting that night. Our conversation was pretty much just about the Eiffel Tower in Paris and watermelon. And those were the things that came up in our conversation, which was so funny looking back at that. We only very briefly talked about my business. I think that took up about 1 minute worth of time. And actually, I was the only business owner there. So these two were employed. They were not business owners. I don't think they're starting businesses as far as I know. And maybe they will. So a few days after this event, we found each other on Facebook and we stayed connected online for a couple years. We didn't really talk to each other online. We were just there, just floating around in Facebook land with each other. And it was about 2 or 3 years after that that I received a message from one of these women. And she wrote in it that she was wondering if I might want to come speak at an upcoming event. And And this is some of what she wrote. She said, "We're looking to find an inspirational, successful woman for this role. For some reason, your name keeps coming to my mind. I'm not sure if this is in line with presentations you'd typically do or if you might know someone else who might fit what we're looking for." So she sent me that little note. And from our conversations, just through Facebook messaging, she ended up inviting me to my first keynote speech. And I definitely said yes. And from delivering that speech, the opportunities that came to me because of that speech have led over to $7,000 worth of income. And it all started from purchasing that little $10 ticket. And I just want to let you know that this, it didn't come magically, but it kind of did come magically, right? I mean, there were definitely things that I had done, processes that I went through to get to that point, things I had put in place in my business, some of which I'm going to be teaching to you today. And then there was also that kind of like that magic luck. You know, it's almost like that power that I feel in the universe brings people together when they're meant to come together, and it helps you meet the right people at the right time. I'm sure this has happened to you before too. And it's like when we can really get just behind what we're doing, when we can really own our value, be excited at what we're doing, people take notice. And when I was naming this entire teleclass series, "When Your Business Clicks, Success Pours In," the click that I'm talking about is that click of being in alignment. And this means that you stand tall, you are firmly planted in your purpose, in the things that you are doing in this world, and that, I mean, once you stand tall and when you really, like, you get that in your body, that other people are going to take notice and they're going to see what you have to offer, they're going to see what you're working on, you're going to show up like a glowing ball of light, whether it's through social media or whether it's through an event, and invitations like this are going to come to you too. So this is available for all of us, and I am just so thrilled that I get to share more of this with you today. Okay, let me get a sip of water. So today, I want to go ahead and talk about some of the skills that I used and that I really believe that you'll need to be able to turn those speaking opportunities into thousands of dollars of income for your business. And I believe that speaking is one of the best ways to build a business. It's not the only way, but it's a great way. You can have rooms. I've spoken to audiences of about 1,000. I expect to be speaking to even bigger audiences as things grow. But it doesn't actually matter how big the group is. You can still find new clients, new customers every time that you speak. The great thing about speaking is that when you get up there, when you are really just sharing what you love and what you enjoy, there are people in the audience who simply by their presence there, like they've already chosen to be at your speech, so they've already taken action around the subject that you are talking about today or at that speech. So they're already there. They've already taken some action. It means that they're probably more likely to take more action with you, whether that's coming into a coaching program of yours or purchasing something else that you sell. So let's talk about some skills that we really need to take advantage of keynote speech opportunities. And actually, before I do, I want to talk about there are a couple different types of ways that you can speak. I started my business mostly by teaching presentations. When I was doing my nutrition work, I was teaching cooking classes a lot, and I was also doing some speeches. They were never like labeled keynote speeches, but I was actually doing a lot of speaking where it was just me, or maybe it was me and I was in a panel of people talking about a similar subject. You can definitely, when you do get into the realm of doing keynote speeches where organizations or large companies invite you in, you are like the featured guest, maybe your picture is printed in their pamphlet, there are a lot of opportunities that come behind a keynote speech, and it also really helps to raise your status, especially within your industry. But you can still make thousands of dollars from a regular non-keynote speech as well. So that's available to you. Okay. So So let's get right into this. Well, actually, let me go ahead and check to see who's on the line with me. This is so exciting. Oh, yeah, we just have more people join us. And, yeah, so great. So some of you are here through the phone, which is wonderful. And then I know some of you are also listening online. There's that way that you can listen online. If you end up having any questions, anything that you would like any clarification on as I'm delivering some of this content, if you're listening in online, there is a place to type in your questions and get those sent to me. I will also open up the phone lines at the very end of the call, too. So if some of you who are actually listening on a telephone have any questions, you can ask me then as well. Okay. So let's first talk about being engaging and inspiring through Facebook and through social media, because that was how that keynote speech showed up in my life, for the most part, is because these two women were watching me on Facebook for about 2.5 years. And I'm trying to think. There might have been one time where maybe I publicly asked for speaking opportunities on my Facebook page, but it had been a while before these women just, they messaged me and specifically asked me. I'm totally available and really like asking for speaking opportunities, and I will be soon because I'm starting to fill up my schedule for the rest of the fall. But they mostly just took notice because of what I was posting on Facebook in other ways. So this is something that you can do. Like, if you're really aiming for being a speaker, being on stage, doing more of that for your business, I really want to encourage you to go ahead and set that intention that you want to be up on stage just like the authors that you admire, just like other people in your industry who are up on stage and doing a great job speaking and sharing what they know. And then just know that when it's time for that to happen, that the opportunities will show up for you. I really loved and appreciated one of my colleagues was talking about how if an opportunity shows up for you, it means you're ready. And I really appreciated that, because there will be times in our entrepreneurial lives where we will have an opportunity show up, and like a really good opportunity, but maybe one that makes us a little scared or timid. And I just want you to know you are fully equipped to be able to embrace or handle any opportunity that shows up for you. So it's time to be inspiring through Facebook and through social media. I know not everyone uses social media. I always am highly recommending it to my clients because it is a way to stay in touch with people, and you never know who's looking at you, whose eyes are on you. You might get, you know, some likes on your comments, and some other people might comment and engage with you like that. But sometimes there are people who you might have met once or twice that you end up being friends with through social media, and you have no idea that they're actually taking notice of you and that they are going to come in and offer you a huge opportunity where you maybe will be paid or you will have an opportunity to turn it into money. So it's important to be inspiring on social media. And it's great when you can get to that point where you don't even have to ask for speaking opportunities, where they show up. They show up when you are ready. The next thing that was really critical for being able to hold the room when I was speaking up there, really being able to be present with everyone, is that we must know how to deliver a speech and how to also stay strong and centered in front of a big audience. And some of you might be saying, yes, that sounds so exciting. And then I know others of you might be like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. And I have experienced all of those things. It will always be different depending on the topic or depending on the location that you're speaking. But you really do need those skills to be able to deliver a speech. And the great thing is that you can start developing those skills right now. And like, this is what I did. I had about 4 years of being a speaker and a presenter and a teacher. I had about 4 years of that self-education before I was invited to this keynote speech. But, you know, a presentation in front of a really big audience with a lot of influential people, like, sometimes that gives me a little butterflies in my stomach. So when I got up there, it was really important to know how to be precise and to also relate my life, like my life story, whether that was my mess to success story or whatever story I was sharing, in a way where the people in the audience could connect with me. And at this keynote speech, I didn't even realize I was cracking a joke about drinking wine, and everyone in the room laughed. So I always think that is a good sign when everyone's chuckling. So there are a few ways that you can really start to prepare to be able to stay strong and centered during your delivery of a keynote speech. So number one is that you do need to make sure that your stomach is nice and satisfied before you actually get up on stage. I have given a few speeches before where I had not had enough to eat, or maybe there were a lot of jitters in my stomach, and it was really hard to focus. So whatever type of food you need to put in your stomach, preferably something that is not a stimulant food, like not caffeine, not a bunch of sugar, not a bunch of white flour, like we're talking real food. Maybe it's a sweet potato, maybe it's salad, steamed vegetables, whatever it is for you, or a soup. Maybe it's soup, kind of a hearty soup. Whatever you need to do to really feel completely satisfied in your stomach before you go up on stage is very important, because the physiology of your body, that will actually impact the way that you speak. So even before this teleclass today, I had a gluten-free pizza and a salad, and I had a hot chocolate too. I guess that was a stimulant, but, you know, I wanted one. So you also must be at a place, too, where your speech pattern, where the audience can really hear you speak with a lot of clarity. So because today we're in this conversation right now through this teleclass, I'm sure that I have said and like and you know a few times already, because this is more conversational. And then when you're actually up on stage, it's so nice to be able to come to a point where, for the most part, you've weeded out a lot of those little placeholder words, those little unnecessary words that tend to pop up in conversation these days. And one really great way to do that is to start filming video. This can be video that you film of yourself. Maybe you have a little recording device, or you can do some voice recording. It's just this way for you to start practicing being more visible, even if no one's going to see the video, and really starting to make your voice skills come to that point where you don't say a lot of ums and likes and you knows and ahas. So before I'd actually gotten on that stage where I made over $7,000 of income, I had filmed about 100 online videos prior to that, and I felt ready. Those videos are up on YouTube. Maybe not all of them, because some of them aren't relevant to the business and the current work that I do with entrepreneurs, but a lot of them are still up there. And you will actually see a progression in the way that I was able to speak over video if you take a look way, way back into some of my old videos, which now that I look at them, they're, you know, a little embarrassing. But that's just how it is. We all grow. So you also, for that keynote speech, so you need a way to stay engaged with the audience after the speech is complete. And oddly enough, this is actually a step that I forgot to do at this keynote speech, but I still made a good amount of money from it. So it's something that there's a little bit of wiggle room, but ideally what you want to do when you are giving a presentation is you want to have some way for people to stay in touch with you. So I know that most of you are in businesses where you have a newsletter list, you have some sort of online presence, maybe you're just working off of a Facebook business page right now for your company, and there are ways for people to continue following you. So you really want to give them that option to continue following your work. Usually what I do is I send around a sign-up sheet for a newsletter list. So I send out a newsletter every week with tips for entrepreneurs all about releasing financial constriction and building a professional life that bends to your itinerary. So I send out those sort of tips, and it's great every time I speak. I really love to ask people if they'd like to be on that newsletter list. So you can do that through a sign-up sheet that you pass around, or you can actually collect people's business cards. Sometimes what you can do if you are in a big, big room is that you can put together some sort of raffle item where you have raffle tickets you hand out, where people are putting in their information and saying, yes, I would like to receive your newsletters, and then they put those tickets back in and they have a chance at winning whatever prize you brought with you. So that is something that you can do to stay engaged. I completely forgot that at this keynote speech, but what did happen is that I actually found that a few of the people in the audience who I had some great interactions with, they found me on Facebook. They went home. They probably had their pamphlets, which had my information in them. They found me on Facebook, and we started engaging that way. So that is another way to really stay connected with everyone. And then you have to have a program or a service to invite new clients into after your speech, or some sort of product to sell them. You have to actually have a way where they have a reason to send money to you in exchange for something that you offer. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. So the people who wanted to work with me after they met me that night, they had a couple options. They could come into a private coaching program with me. They could also come into a group. They could purchase, I have a couple products that I sell, products like recorded products that I've made out of classes that I've taught in the past. And I really had to have something valuable that would fit them where they were and that would also support them in making the changes and expansion they were looking for. So I actually had to have something in place. So if you are at a stage in your business right now where maybe like all the business ideas are forming, they're coming together, but you haven't really nailed down exactly what you sell yet, you really need to do that. Because if you don't have that, a couple things happens. One is that you start energetically saying no to prospective clients. Because if you have no idea what you're selling, the energy sometimes will say, oh, no, don't ask me. Don't ask me to work with me. No, I don't know what I'm selling yet. So you really do need to have something that is available for sale. And then also, it is to the service of these people who are watching you at this keynote speech or at your presentation, it is of service to them to have a way for them to work with you more. I mean, if you only give them what they have that evening and they walk away, they might think about it for a couple of days, or maybe there was one really great nugget in it that is really just a life-changing thing, but not for everyone. Quite often, people really need more. They need more depth, and it's important for you to be able to offer something to them where they can go more into depth with you and learn from you more. And it's also really important to be able to request payments from those clients without letting your old money wounds get in the way. And that's a really big one there. I want to talk more about that, actually, and I have even some extra things around that. So if we come into a conversation with a potential client and we have these belief systems around money that we're not good enough, or we're going to like drain this client of all their money if we have them work with us. If we have those belief systems that come into those conversations that we're having with potential clients, it's going to halt things. It's going to keep that money from coming into you. So it's really important to be able to request payment from those clients without letting those old wounds get into the way. And I want to talk even more about that, actually. That's a huge one. And actually, let me go through my notes and let me just check one thing real quick. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Ooh, I've got some good stuff. Yes. So I actually want to talk about rearranging our views of money That's really important. So I'm going to save that for just a little bit later, though, because I want to share a few other things with you first. But this is a really big one. Like, you really have to get to a point where thousands of dollars no longer seems huge to you. And I want to take you through that a little bit. But I'm actually going to pause and wait on that just for a minute, because I feel like I do need to share a few things with you. We talked about having a program or a service to invite your clients into. And I want to share a few ways that you can learn even more with me as well before I get into this stuff about money, because the money part's huge, right? I mean, if you go up onto stage and if you are there and out in front, you're talking to all these people, but inside you're thinking, I'm worthless. Like, no one's going to pay this much. I'm such a crook. Like, if you have those monetary beliefs, it's going to keep you from ever bringing in huge amounts of money into your company. So I want to talk about those, but I really do want to talk about a few ways that you can get some more support too, because I know I realize we're about 40 minutes into the call today, and I want to make sure that some of you get this in case you have to leave at the top of the hour. So we'll come right back to the rearranging your views of money, and let me actually share a few resources with you. Let me just pull these up. Okay, so I would love for everyone to, there is, if you are listening online, there is a button that you'll see on the left of the page, and it talks about some October coaching bonuses. And then if you are listening in over the phone and if you have a computer with you, that would be great. You can go ahead and just open that up and then go to avawaits.com/October bonuses. And I'll give you a second to pull that up. So www.avawaits.com/October bonuses. Because it wouldn't be a great telecast without some bonuses. So I'm really excited. I have some gifts that I'm going to share with some of you for those of you who are really wanting to learn more with me after this telecast today. And I do want to share some of those with you, so I'm excited to do that. This will just take a few minutes, and let me actually just pull this up for myself too. So this is where some of the magic happens. So I see my work as a business coach, my work as a coach, my work as a mentor, my work as someone who is really intending to do a lot of leadership in their industry. I really see it as my work is that I believe in you when you doubt yourself. And I just want you to know that I'm here standing strong for you. Well, okay, yes, I'm sitting. I'm here really just sitting, being strong for you, and here to let you know that there's a lot of potential in you. There are a lot of things that you can do with your business. And I always was hearing from coaches in my first couple years of business that, you know, they could teach me shortcuts. And at first I was like, no, I don't know if I believe you. I think I can do this on my own. I think I can just keep going and, you know, pushing along and trying to learn everything. And so I did for a while. And then I finally got fed up with it, and I finally really started investing in mentorship. And I'm going to share some of that with you today, because I know that there are some of you on the phone right now who are wanting this. Like, you're really wanting to be on stage. You're wanting to stand in front of a bigger crowd. You're wanting to be seen. You're wanting that income that comes with it. You're wanting to be seen as that expert in your industry, and you're also wanting to pave a completely new trail in your industry, because if you're here, you probably like to travel as I do, and you don't want to be another cookie cutter. I've always talked about, like, cookie cutter diets don't work. Cookie cutter businesses are pretty boring too. And I want you to really stand out, and I know that you can. So if you are here, you're listening, you really want a chance to start standing out, you really want to know how to get on those stages, how to put together your programs, how to get your packages set up, really how to become that leader in your industry, I want to share a few things with you. So, yeah, and then my stand as your coach, like, it's to hold to universal laws and to be your strength as you discover your own strengths. So I would love to share some ways that I can really hold to those universal laws with you and through you as you discover your own strength and move forward in your business. So let me go to that page. So this is avawaits.com/October bonuses. So if you're here or if you've been following my work for a little while or even if you just met me and you have some intuition kind of speaking up, like, I met this woman named Ava, or I've known this woman named Ava. I see what she does. I watch her go traveling with her business. I watch her growing. I watch her doing teleclasses like this. I watch her getting up on stage. And I really want to do things like that. I really want that. If you've had that intuitive pull like that, I want to invite you to consider coming into one of my coaching programs. And I don't often do this, but I was really listening to my intuition, and I was feeling like, it took me a while to really come to this realization that I was feeling like I wanted to open up 6 special spots in my private coaching programs this fall, starting this October. And so I've made space. I have 3 coaching programs available right now, and I'm going to have 2 spaces open in each one of those programs. So I'm calling forward 6 powerful entrepreneurs. I want to tell you a little bit about it. Feel into it. If it feels like something you want to explore with me, we'll have a chance to talk to each other. And I want to tell you a little bit about this because following some of these steps in these coaching programs, which I'm now teaching to my clients, were really some of the reasons that I was able to, in 1 month, sign on $17,000 worth of new business. Some of these steps, they were the reasons that I got up on that stage, got up as the keynote speaker, and was then able to turn that over into over $7,000 worth of income. These steps were some of the reasons that I was able to go traveling in Europe last fall with my business, and already in the past 6 months, I've been to Hawaii twice on vacation. Like, we all deserve that. You, as an up-and-coming, powerful woman in your industry, like, you deserve that lifestyle. It is totally yours, and it's totally in your grasp. And if I'm the one to show you how to get there, I see it as my duty to offer you a way to do that. So I want to tell you just a little bit about each one, but you can also read all the details at avawaits.com/October bonuses at that page. I first want to talk to some of you who are, like, in that place where you have a solid footing in your business. Like, you've sold things in your business. You've made some money, maybe not as much money as you like yet, but, like, you're there. Like, you are fully committed, 100% in, and you absolutely know that right now you're ready to take your place among the visionaries and the leaders of your industry. And, like, you're ready to be on stage with the authors who have positively influenced your life. You're ready to be on stage with other coaches, other mentors. And you've also worked your butt off. Like, you've been working. It might be a couple years, might be more, it might be less. This is just where you are right now that I'm describing. But, like, you have clients who adore you. You have a newsletter list. You have referral partners. You have a website. And you may have even had an opportunity already to be a speaker. And, you know, you're just, like, you're really ready to expand on all of this. Like, you want to be able to walk around with some power in your step. Just power, like, knowing that you are completely unstoppable in your business, and you know that through that, that more opportunities are going to show up in your life, more speaking opportunities. It might be time to write your book right now, or maybe you're even finishing one up. It's time to really put your energy behind your business and make a lot of money doing it. So one of my highest level programs is called Take Your Place, and it is about taking your place among the visionaries and leaders of your industry. And I'm calling forward, like, 2 very powerful women into this, because this is for people who are 100% dedicated. And it, I mean, there's a lot. Like, we do a lot together, so there's a lot of one-on-one time. And so I want fun people. So if you're a fun person and, like, you are just ready to, like, have a good time, also do some work, of course, because this takes some work, and also really bask in so much more pleasure. Maybe that's going traveling. There are actually opportunities for us to get together in this program through some VIP days, which is exciting. So you can actually travel over here to meet up with me here, or if I'm on a trip and you are wanting to meet me somewhere that I'm traveling to, we can do that as well. So you'll see there are a lot of things that you receive in this program, you know, unlimited email access to me, 3 coaching calls a month. It's a 6-month program. And what I am doing is, because I am going to be sharing this all through the first half of October, is I'm going to have special bonuses with these coaching programs. So right now, the bonus that I'm offering for people who come into the Take Your Place program by October 9th, so this is a week from today, at 1 p.m. Pacific time, you actually get an entire extra VIP day with me, like a whole day with me to work on your business, to work on your speaking strategies, to talk about getting paid to speak, to talk about where you want to get booked, to work on your wealth consciousness, to really become available to more money in your life. Like, you get an entire extra VIP day with me. Like, that's worth thousands of dollars right there. So that's a special bonus for people joining me in the next week on that program, before October 9th at 1 p.m. And for those of you who are here right now, you'll see on that page that there is an application for coaching to fill out. If we haven't had a time to talk about coaching yet, or I know that some of you listening in, actually, you and I have actually had a conversation about coaching, but you just haven't said yes yet. And if you're really feeling that it's time to say yes, these coaching bonuses, like, they are a fantastic deal. And also right now, you'll get all these coaching programs at their price, at the price point right now. I'm actually going to be raising my prices soon. So this is an opportunity to get into those right now. And then one of the other programs that's available too is called I Am Wealth. So go ahead and raise your hand. I won't be able to see you, but you can raise your hand if you've ever felt like money has been a huge struggle for you, or like money has been this sticky spot. This happened to me. Like, I really feel like money was one of my biggest life lessons. Like, I grew up in a family where we did not have a lot of money. At this point, I make more than my parents. And getting out of those childhood patterns around money, or getting out of, they don't even have to be childhood patterns around money, but getting into a new pattern around money where bigger amounts feel easy, and where it feels easy to ask for large amounts and also to receive large amounts, there is some internal work that happens with that. So I created the I Am Wealth private coaching program as a way to support people in really getting out of those sticky financial places where they just kind of feel like they keep getting caught. Like, this is for people who are really ready to take leaps of faith and say, I am worth it. Like, I'm going to start sending out my money with love and receiving a whole lot more money with love attached to it. So this coaching program, as you'll see, like, this is for you if, I mean, you might even be in an okay financial situation at this point, but you know that you want more. So you'll be able to read the description about it, too. I don't want to go into it too much because I want to be respectful of all of your time. But, like, you know, if you've ever stretched dollars when you're buying food, or you're just not gifting yourself with the nourishing gifts that you desire, or you're actually seeing that your body is having some symptoms of constriction where you're, like, tightening down, like maybe this is intestinal constriction, all of those point to an inability to let things come in and let things come out, especially letting money come in and come out. So the I Am Wealth program is all about really just opening up that channel. And you know, sometimes depending on what you need in it, we get to embark on some really fun money creation games to really strengthen your faith in the unlimited supply of the universe. Like we're talking, like if you want to come into this program and embark on a fun game with me, like come in and like let's earn, like how about you just earn several thousand dollars in a week? Like let's start doing that. Let's start getting you into this new vibration, into this new place. And or what about like $5,000 in one day? Like we get to play those games in the I Am Wealth program. And so that's available. That special bonus that I'm adding to that one that is once again just available until Wednesday, October 9th at 1 p.m. Pacific is that you get an entire extra half day, like a half VIP day with me. So that's a half day where, once again, you can join me live or we can do this over Skype if you want to. That's definitely available. We get to go deep into everything together. And so that's a complete bonus. Like I'm throwing that in completely for free. So if you're interested in that program, you'll see the application there or you can just go ahead and pay for it and purchase it today. And then there's the Rising Entrepreneur Program. I know that a few of you are in that place too, where like you are on the rise. You might even see at the October bonuses page that pretty chandelier photo that's right next to it. Almost looks like a jellyfish or something. Like that pretty chandelier with that wonderful spiral. Like you are like spiraling up. Like you're gearing up. You like, you know, you're more in the beginning of your business. Like you're in this establishment process where you're figuring out what you love, figuring out what you want to do. How many times do you want to go traveling per year? How many days do you want to work? Do you want to work just 3 days a week? Like that's fine. But you're in this place where you are deciding all of those little things. And when you really have that support to really dig deep into what you exactly want for your business, for your company, that's when your business clicks. People start seeing you and the opportunities flood in. So if you're in that level right now with the Rising Entrepreneur, that's just a fantastic place to start. We talk about so many things in that program. You know, once again, it's just based on exactly where you are. So we talk about referral partners. We talk about blending your skills into a creative business that stands out and that is not a cookie cutter business. We talk about creating a steps of like a funnel system that brings clients into your company, beginning and growing a newsletter list, creating classes. Like there are so many things to put in place, especially in that first foundational stage of being an entrepreneur. And the Rising Entrepreneur Program, I'm really excited too because for people who join me in the next week in that, I am going to be giving you the entire home study course of my business magnetism group. And this is a program that sold for almost $1,300. So that's something I am giving you completely free over the next week for people who join me in the Rising Entrepreneur Program. Gosh, in business magnetism, I mean, like, it's the foundation of everything. Like, I mean, I'm even meeting with my group today. We're talking even more about speaking, going into more detail about how to write proposals and things like that. So that's there. These are three coaching programs that my intuition really said to make available to all of you today with these special bonuses that are available for the next week. So they are here. Once again, that page is avawaits.com/October bonuses. So they're already set up. So you want to hear a little bit of behind the scenes real quick? I love sharing behind the scenes. It's actually one of my favorite things. So about 30 minutes before I started this teleclass, I was going through the page, this page with all of the coaching programs on them. And sometimes what happens before, like you'll see this too, if you've ever delivered a teleclass or taught even at a keynote speech or some sort of large presentation, is that there's always like, sometimes there's this one little thing that happens where like there's either a tech problem or something just doesn't work. And you want to know, like, the funny thing is that when I went on to the page today for all of those October coaching programs, those private coaching programs, is that I noticed that some of our buttons weren't working. like our buttons, so you can pay either through PayPal or you can also pay with a credit card through those too. I noticed that some of the buttons weren't working. And so I got in touch with my assistant. Emma lives over in Switzerland, so it's actually nighttime for her. She was so great. She's like, let me take care of that. So I think all those buttons are up and working again. I don't know what it was. I mean, you know, sometimes tech things like that come up. But what I'm going to ask you to do is, for those of you who are really feeling intuitively that you are meant to be in one of these coaching programs, if for some reason a button doesn't work, don't let that be an excuse to not come into a program. And you can just simply email us, like, we are here, we're going to be here for the rest of the evening at support@avawaits.com. We can just send you an invoice, and it's easy. So if a button doesn't work, that's why. But thank you, Emma. Seriously, send her big thanks. She's just so absolutely wonderful. So that's great. So that might happen to you too. Like sometimes when you actually go up for keynote speeches, like the projector doesn't work or the microphone doesn't work or there's some little tech thing that just whatever it was, like there just was, it just doesn't work. So do be prepared that that might happen and you just need to go with the flow when that does. So anyway, that was my little side note. I wanted to talk to you, like I also wanted to do a little bit of celebrating. I just had, I actually got a phone message from her yesterday. You'll see there are a few stories from some clients who I've worked with just at the bottom of the page when I listed out those coaching programs for you. And I just want to say, like, it is really neat. Like, some of you listening right now, like, you're my clients even, and it is just so neat to watch you blossom as business owners and to watch you really get into that place where you can really magnetize what you need into your life. And I absolutely just love being part of your life and love supporting you in that. So it's just so exciting you're here today too. So you'll see that there are a few stories from some of the entrepreneurs that I've been supporting. And then I just wanted to mention what was really interesting, you'll see one of the testimonials down there was from a client named Kathleen Mitchell, who's part of nourishyourneeds.com. And it was so fun. Kathleen and I have worked together both privately, and then she's also been in the Business Magnetism group, which has been so much fun. We've had some great conversations. And what really stunned me about Kathleen that I just wanted to share with you real quick is the speed at which a new client showed up to her when she really, like, said yes to her business. And so we had been working together for a long time, right? And she came back around and worked with me a second time. And when she really stepped into that, it was like the clouds parted. Like, she... Kathleen, I think I'm telling the story right, but that she went out, I think it was maybe lunch or a cafe date with someone who she sort of knew. And this other woman started complimenting Kathleen so much on the transformation that she saw Kathleen go through. And this other woman, like, wanted to pay her that day to work with her. And it, like, the speed at which this happened, and now Kathleen and this woman are working together, like, it was just so quick. I mean, she told me, and I was like, wow, that was so quick. That was so easy. So I just wanted to, and you'll see some other examples down there too, but I just want you to know that it can be really quick, and it can be really easy, especially when you really get into alignment with the things that you love, with the passions that you love. And I really see it as my job to be that solid, like, I almost call it like a stake in the ground. Like I'm actually, you know what? I'm going to be a tree. I think a tree is more in alignment with who I am since I love the natural world. Like, I am that solid tree next to you on your entrepreneurial journey. And if you want a solid tree next to you who has many, many skills in business to also share and to support you through, if you want me to be your support system standing next to you, even in the face of the things that feel uncomfortable for you, even in the times where you might be scared of this entrepreneurial journey, then I am that person. And I really want to invite you to consider some of these coaching programs. There's an application there. You can just fill that out, email that to us. I've even opened up some special times later this week to be able to talk to people who are interested in being in one of these coaching programs. So, you know, but once again, like, I'm always about making sure it's the right match. So if we get in a conversation and for whatever reason it's just not your time, I'll let you know. So I just want you to know you're coming into a really honest and caring conversation, but it's just, it's going to be so easy for you to just fill out that application and get that sent into us. So I want to go back to money. Let's talk about money. So money, I'm saying the word a few times right now because it's really interesting to notice how we all respond to money. And I even want you to take a moment right now to just kind of notice, like, when I say the word money, like, what comes to your mind? Is it excitement? Is it fear? Is it that feeling of, like, I don't have enough for rent? Is it that feeling of I'm undercharging and I know it? Or do you have some physical sensations come up, like does your throat kind of start to get shut? Or does your stomach kind of hurt a little? Or do you get sores somewhere else in your body? Or do you start getting nervous? Or do you just get really excited? We all have some stories around money, and we all have belief systems around money, and they're very much ingrained in our body. It was really interesting coming into all of this entrepreneurial and monetary work with my nutrition background because there are so many parallels. And so I want to talk about money for a little while, especially after, well, actually during and after your keynote speech, because this is really important to be able to make good money from your keynote speech. Just let me take a sip of water. So the next step in really being able to make good money from your keynote speech is that you do need to rearrange your view of money. And like when you heard the word $7,000 when I was talking about this class, when I was promoting this class, and even today, like when you heard the word $7,000, like, does that seem big or does it seem small to you? Or does it seem unattainable? Or are you in a place where you feel like you could just earn that in a day? Because you can. And you really do need to come to a point, especially when you're up on stage in front of people, where it no longer feels that huge. Like pieces of money that used to feel big to you, like, they start to feel small and they start to feel attainable. And, you know, like the $7,000, to me, when I was in my early 20s, I was working at a part-time job. I only made $7,000 in the span of an entire 1 year, a full 1 year. But at this point in my business, especially because on a yearly basis, like, I spend multiple times $7,000 on coaching, on mentors, on conferences that I attend, like, the $7,000 just no longer feels huge. And so, because I just offered some of you, like those of you who are going to end up working with me, like, I offered you some coaching programs. Some of them are more than $7,000. And I know that you've got it in you. I know that you can find the money for that. And it really has helped. Like, one of my healings actually around money was to be able to spend money with love, like with a sense of love, to be able to send money out and to not grumble about it, and to not feel like a victim about it, but to really send it out and say, like, I am trusting. Sending out this money really states to the world and to the universe that I'm worth it. And that's what I did through my own, like, every time I hired a mentor, that's what I really did, is I sent out that money with love. So when you're asking, after your keynote speech, when you're actually sitting in conversations with people, like, you actually have to be able to offer a program or a service or a product, whatever it is that you're selling. And if it is at a price range, like, maybe it's $7,000, you need to be able to ask for that with confidence and also with trust that there is a lot of money in this world and that people have that money and they can pay you. And you also want to really stand behind your worth and your value in your work. So I was flying in from Salt Lake City just a few days ago, returning from a conference, flying into the Seattle International Airport. And as the flight was landing, I was looking down at all the little buildings that look like a train set, and I was realizing that there is an awful lot of money in this world. And maybe I shouldn't say awful, because that's kind of a negative word that sometimes we put next to money. There is a beautiful lot of money in this world. And I was realizing that every building that I was looking at, because we were flying over sort of an industrial area, I realized that the buildings below me, there might have been 1 million, maybe even several million dollars. Well, yeah, probably, like maybe even tens of millions of dollars woven into each of those buildings. Like that's how much they cost to put together. And then I started looking at the amount of buildings. And then I started looking at the amount of houses, and so houses maybe $300,000 to $1 million or a couple million. And then I started looking at the amount of houses, and I was looking out of my seat on the airplane and thinking, wow, there is a lot of money on that little landscape below me, and that this landscape spans the entire world, and that there is actually a lot of money out there, and that it's okay for it to circulate to me and through me, and then to be spent on you know, services that I buy, farmers markets, you know, my lovely assistant. So for all of you, just know there is a lot of money out there. The next time you're flying, I mean, go ahead and look out that airplane window. Like, there's a lot of money below you. You're in a lot of money too. I mean, the airplane costs quite a bit as well. So you do need to rearrange that view of money so you can confidently ask people to come into a service. And I wanted to share something too. So that $7,000 that I earned through that keynote speech, that was only from two people. Out of that entire room of about 200 women, that $7,000 plus, because it was a little bit more, that only came from two people. I had one person join me in a private coaching program and one person sign up for a group program. And that's all it took. Just two people. Two people who matched up really, really well with me. Two people I feel really honored to know and feel really honored to support. Two people that I had some great conversations with, and they've had some great things happen in their lives. And so if you can go into a room, and if it only takes a few people to really bring that income into your company, that's great. It really means that you have energy to give those people that you work with. And then I want to talk to you about this is, unless I have any more stories, this might be the last point, actually, for this telecast, is that when you're on stage, it's really important to go up on stage and set aside any fear of being judged. And what I know is that every time I speak, there are people in the room who like what I'm saying, and there are people in the room who don't like what I'm saying. It just happens. Like, we cannot please everyone in this world. And so the odds are good that not everyone really enjoyed hearing me speech at my first keynote speech, and that's okay. It's totally fine. And for all of us to just know that, like, when we go up on stage, when we're speaking, it's about connecting to the right people at the right time. And really, like, those right people, those divinely matched people, that's all that matters. I mean, of course we want to take constructive criticism and things like that, but, like, you really need to just set aside that fear of being judged and just go for it. Just be able to come up in front of the audience and just bring your heart up with you and really be able to share from the heart. So because if you let the fear, that fear of being judged, rule decisions in your business, you're actually missing out on a lot of income, because that fear of being judged is going to keep you from doing things, from moving forward. Like, I've had fears of being judged even when I spend money on things. And they're just fears. They're just fears. So you do need to find ways. Sometimes these are energetic ways of just not being scared of being judged anymore, and because you don't want to bring that fear up on the stage with you. So I want to go ahead and say a few things to close. So once again, that web page. Oh, excuse me. Let me take a sip. so ableweights.com/October bonuses is the webpage that you can go to if you want to come into a coaching program with me so you can learn even more about getting up on stage. And then, like I said, I'm going to be meeting with people over the next few days. So if, like, your intuition's even saying a little bit of a yes, but maybe not a full yes yet, like, let's just get together and talk, because we can definitely do that. So you can go ahead and just fill out that coaching application, and then we'll get together and talk. And then I am going to go ahead and actually I'll go ahead and say a few more things, and then I'll open up the line for questions too. So if any of you have questions or need any clarification about something I said tonight, I'll probably just keep it to like 2 minutes per person just so we can get to everyone. But, you know, I just want to say that all of you are brave for being in business. All of you are brave for being here today, and I really want to thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to this, to start to get inspired. And I was really thinking, like last night, every time before a teleclass, I really want to get connected with everyone. And I was really thinking of like why I wanted to share this information with you. And I realized that not all of you have children. I actually don't have children at this point in my life, but what really came to my mind is like I started thinking about your children and how – and these might be biological children, or maybe they're even other people that you mentor and that you support in your life, but like those people who look up to you. And I started really thinking about your children last night and really how you as a powerful entrepreneur get to create a completely different life for your children by creating your business. And I just feel really honored that I get to have a part in that, and I've gotten to have a part in that for my clients. And, you know, like we're creating this new future on planet Earth where there's not going to be all this fear. There is not going to be this feeling of lack, this feeling of poverty. Like, I mean, I grew up with a lot of that, like, and it was scary stuff at times. So I just want to say it's such an honor to be able to pass on information that will support your family for generations. And, yeah, I just want to thank you for that. So let me go ahead and open up the line. I will also check. So once again, if you have any questions and you are listening through the online listening service, is that you can type in any questions. Okay. If you have any questions that you want to just type in, there's a little box. I think it's to the left of the page. If you're listening online, you can type it in there, and I'll answer those. Or if you have a question and you're on the telephone, you can press star 2. It will raise your hand, and then when it's time to come to your question, I'll unmute you, and we can talk for just a couple minutes. But let me go ahead and see these questions online. So that web address again, ableweights.com/October bonuses. It's right there. And okay, and yes, this teleclass is being recorded, so the replay will be available. So if you came in a little bit late or something like that and you want to listen in and hear all the tips, the replay will be available and we'll send that out to you. Okay. Okay, so once again, if you have any questions, you can just go ahead and press star 2, and it will raise your hand on the phone. Okay, I think we're good. I don't see any coming through. So, okay, awesome. Okay, I don't see any questions right now, so I'm going to go ahead and just finish up. We are here also at support@ableweights.com. If you have any questions or if you need us to send you an invoice for a coaching program, or if for some reason you can't find the coaching application on the page, it should be just at the very top. You'll see a link to the coaching application at ableweights.com/October bonuses. So it should be up there for you. Yeah, it's in light purple. Okay, great. Well, I want to thank you all. As you know, this is the first teleclass and a lot of fun. So this is the first in this 3-part series. So we have 2 more teleclasses coming up. The next one is on Wednesday the 9th, and then one the following Wednesday. So we have a lot more to do together. Everything is going to build on everything else. And then if you want any of those really big $1,000 worth of bonuses that I've added to some of the private coaching programs, we'll need to go ahead and have a conversation about those pretty soon. You do need to go ahead and officially be in one of those programs by 1 p.m. on Wednesday, October 9th. So, okay, I think we're good. So I just want to thank you all. You are amazing, and there is a lot of talent. But, like, you have so much talent in you, and I'm just so excited to see where you go. And if I'm the right mentor to really help you move forward in all this, it's just, gosh, it's just such a pleasure to be here. And I really hope that we can connect and that we can talk more and talk about working together. So, okay, we're great. Thank you again, everyone. And we will be back together on October the 9th. Talking about how you can become the author you most admire. So if you have any colleagues who are also thinking about writing books, go ahead and just send them the link to the teleclass series so they can sign up and get the information too. Okay, well, thank you so much. Have a fantastic evening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye, everyone.
The moderator has left the conference.